Scott Morrison may be concerned that he has an election soon and is still struggling to pass vital legislation, but maybe another reason for a bit of an extra spring in his step today is that he's seen the absolute dog's breakfast that is the UK Parliament, coming just days before they go to Brexit. You would think that this would be a gift for the Labour opposition, but leader Jeremy Corbyn has still managed to splinter his own party, with seven MPs resigning last night. I asked Simon Tormey, professor in politics at the University of Sydney, whether Mr Corbyn could have expected this.
Well, this has been quite well flagged for the last couple of months. There's been quite a lot of unhappiness with Jeremy Corbyn, basically since he was elected as leader of the Labour Party. So his own party, the parliamentary party, was always against Jeremy Corbyn. They wanted a much more moderate figure. And really what's been going on is those tensions have been bubbling away, precipitated a little bit by Brexit as well, Corbyn's line being really kind of not very helpful if you're a Remainer or somebody who's in favour of a second vote. And, you know, some people have just decided that now's the right time to step out. Only seven at this juncture. Apparently there were something like 29 or 30 who were having that discussion about whether they were going to leave. So what's really interesting for us to have a look at this is where this development goes next, because I suspect that if we get to the end of the week and there are no further developments in the sense of other people who've joined in or indications of it broadening, then it might be one of those very damp squib moments.
Will Tom Watson be the key to this, do you think?
This is the deputy leader of the Labour Party, and he decided that he would address Jeremy Corbyn by producing a video which was then posted on YouTube overnight.
Just before you go on, Simon, I'll just play a bit of what Tom Watson said.
The instant emotion I felt when I heard the news this morning that colleagues were leaving Labour was deep sadness. And I'm sad to say that a virulent form of identity politics has seized the Labour Party. They say anti-Semitism is a light sleeper. This is certainly a wake-up call for the Labour Party. We were slow to acknowledge we had a problem, and even slower to deal with it. I confess, I feared this day would come, and I fear now that unless we change, we may see more days like this.
So what he's thinking is that the Labour Party leadership needs to change our ways, we need to listen to what's going on, we need to be much more attuned to the concerns of MPs like this. So instead of just knocking on the leader's door and saying, hey, Jeremy, do you think we ought to have another little chat about this? He actually kind of broadcast his own concerns, which kind of, you know, goes against all the sort of ways that you're supposed to manage your own party. And he's a pretty shrewd guy, Tom. So I kind of guess that what he's thinking is that if we don't start making some public declarations here, then we are going to find that other MPs join in this rebellion, and we're going to look pretty shaky if, as might may well happen, we get to a general election in the next couple of months.
But what does it mean in terms of Brexit, which is coming in a matter of days?
Well, the funny thing was about these speeches, so we had the seven, and they all got up on their hind legs, and really they all talked about the culture and value of the Labour Party and how disappointed they were with the handling of the anti-Semitism issue, how the mood and atmosphere seemed to have changed in their own. No one really mentioned Brexit. Of course, all of these seven and probably the people behind them are largely Remainers, and they've got to the point now where they really are disappointed in Jeremy Corbyn's reluctance to sort of put a flag in the people's vote territory or to be anything more than just sort of a slight or a mild obstacle to Theresa May's progress. So it's a kind of curious moment, this, absolutely.
And do you think Jeremy Corbyn will be leading the Labour Party to the next election?
We've all written off Corbyn in the previous general election and what happened. He actually proved to be a very effective campaigning leader when compared with Theresa May. So the thing is, we're in very uncharted waters here. Brexit is overshadowing everything. It may be we're going to get an announcement of a general election, you know, if this thing doesn't get over the line in March, and then really all bets are off. I mean, it's the most amazing hiatus at the moment.
Simon Tormey, Professor in Politics at the University of Sydney there, ending that report. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire around Australia on the Community Radio Network.